On the show today, we have Deep Target's very own Jill Homan and Crane Credit Union's Michael Hostetler talking about how the credit union has used Deep Target's 3D Storyteller. Super fascinating stuff here, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Jill Homan, president of Deep Target, right below us here. Jill, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And we were just talking before the recording that you're in Alabama and you guys got some snow too. Oh my gosh. Who doesn't?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's beautiful. I wish you could see out my window, but quite lovely. And none of us can drive.
So. Well, stay home, be safe, that good stuff. And right next to me here, we have Michael Hostetler from Crane Credit Union, who's in amongst the snow as well. Michael, how are you doing today?
Doing better. I got a lot of snow here in Indiana too, but I'm actually in my office, so we know how to drive it up in the Midwest.
You guys are pros at that for sure. All right. Hey, let's talk about your credit union using Deep Target's 3D Storyteller. I've been sitting on pins and needles wanting to talk to you guys about this, kind of dive deeper into this. But before we get into the details here, Jill, I'm going to let you go first here. Can you tell us a bit about Deep Target's 3D Storyteller? What is it and how does it work?
Sure. Listen, we're quite excited about it as well. And it's something we introduced the latter part of last year. And so let me just ask you, Mike, have you heard or experienced social stories? So these would be stories within Instagram or Facebook or WhatsApp, right?
Yes, my wife is very good at producing those.
Okay, so fantastic. I know all about it. Okay, so you know they're fun.
Yes.
I wonder if you know that over 1 billion of us interface with those every single month. And about a third of the people that use stories are actually businesses. Did you know that?
No.
Oh my God. when you're having your fun in Instagram, you'll see intermingled things that really match your personality.
Right.
So it might be on the social side, you know, fun socks or a lip gloss. Well, guess what? Swiping up takes you to that business.
Ah.
So we had a thought working with credit unions like Michael here. Michael is one of our favorite guys to work with in Crane Credit Union because they're so innovative, right? Cross-channel and connecting the physical to the digital. So we had this thought in talking to our credit unions and our community banks about why can't we be fun in the financial services space?
Sure.
But more importantly, why can't we be fun with a purpose that uses your data to connect me with things that I need that I may not even know that I need.
Okay.
So what are stories? What's Deep Target talking about here? We're bringing smart financial stories to community banks and credit unions like Crane.
Mm-hmm.
So what that is, Mike, for a long time now, Deep Target has shown tremendous success in data-powered engagements through banner advertisements, right? So these are in-journey things that impress upon us and done right with data that's available about the credit union member or the banking consumer, those can be tremendously effective and we show a fantastic ROI. But I have to journey and I have to experience that. So we said, geez, wouldn't it be cool to have one single location that I could go and say, show me my financial story with Crane Credit Union.
Right.
And inside that financial story, I can do just like you're familiar doing with social stories. I can swipe left or swipe right. And I can see certainly offers, but I can see financial literacy information. One of the hottest things is awareness of things that Crane has for me, like Zelle or Apple Pay or online bill pay. So I can see that and I can swipe up to go. So swipe up can take me to a lending application, for example, to an external website, for example, or to an internal app like Zelle or bill pay. So we call that awareness and escort. So financial stories inside of banking, data powered messaging in one persistent location for me that I can interact with and then I can act on. And it's safe because it's in my trusted credit union's environment. Mm-hmm. It's very specific and dynamic because mm-hmm. you're using my data to communicate with me.
Right.
It captures my engagement. So it knows what's Jill swiping through, what's Jill swiping up on, and perhaps walking away from. So it learns.
Right.
Meaning we capture those engagements and then we report. We have this wonderful reporting that's built into our system. But more importantly, we have an API that automates that reporting so that it can be intermingled with the other data analytics that the credit union is looking at. Yeah. So it's really four big deal things, and I'll flip it back to you, but it's smart, it's persistent and ever changing with the dynamic information. It learns, and maybe, you know, the wild card is it's fun.
We like fun. And Michael, why did Crane employ this technology? What attracted you guys to it?
Well, part of the reason is DeepTarget asking us to utilize it and see how it might work with us.
Okay.
So they've been a great partner along with our online banking provider to get this type of messaging within our online banking app and our desktop system even. And Jill hit on a couple of really key points. And not only is it fun, but it's also very engaging. So we've been able to move beyond people just going in to check on their transactions and actually clicking on these financial stories and those static banners that DeepTarget has utilized for since we started working with them. And people are learning more about what products suit them best at the credit union. And one of the features that we love about DeepTarget is their predictive modeling feature, which looks at characteristics of the current member who is utilizing online banking or the mobile app, and then finds other members using it with different products and tries to match them up with those same products and services.
Oh, wow.
So if you look like another member who has an auto loan with us,
yeah,
but you haven't taken that opportunity to look at the credit union for that product, we can automatically send you an ad for it and get you interested in, you know, something we have to offer. So the product itself kind of acts as a concierge, if you will, making these personal financial recommendations.
Okay.
And it's all automatic. There's no personal interaction. They're not coming into a branch and having us relying on a staff member to inform them of this product. It's all happening 24/7 in online banking and mobile.
Okay. And so the product or the technology is embedded into the mobile app or in the online banking? What does it look like when you go into the interface? I mean, does it, again, I assume there's a banner there and then you can click on it, or how does that aspect work?
The static banners are in a normal banner kind of at the top of our online banking screen.
Okay. Okay.
And within our mobile app, and that changes every time someone logs in. So we set that up on our end and configure those to make sure that they're fit towards the right audience and change the creative. It's very easy. We do some customized ads, but DeepTarget allows you also to build those ads within the platform and set up all the targeting and everything, which is really critical for a small marketing team like us mm-hmm. with only two people. The financial stories is really interesting because it actually creates what I could best describe as a pop-up window that does show some more personalized recommendations, and you even have the versatility to change the images in those. We can put your name in it. So it really does look like those ads and recommendations are custom built for you. And so far, so good for us with implementing the technology.
Oh my gosh, Jill, this is pretty cool stuff. How long have you guys been working with Crane with this?
Yeah. So we introduced stories at the end of July last year.
Okay.
And Crane was client number one, right? Well, to be fair, Crane was credit union number one, along with Ohio Valley Bank, who was bank number one.
Yeah, yeah.
But so to piggyback on what Mike said, I mean, on what Michael said, Michael and Mike, you guys, it's fun, right? choice is huge, right? That the question you ask is a question that we see is pretty unique to the credit union or the bank that's using the technology. So flexibility is very, very important. Some people want financial stories to be very discoverable from the pull down menu in the mobile app, Jill's financial story, from a button that's in the online banking system or mobile app, Jill's financial story, launched from an in-journey banner. Hey, Jill, have you checked out your story?
Mm-hmm.
But you can get even more. Okay. Depending on who I'm talking to, I might use the term invasive, right?
Right.
Meaning upon login. Okay, I see Jill hasn't signed up. She has a new, brand new mortgage holder. We've got these mortgage seminars going on. She would be a perfect candidate. Let's have this come up and interact with her when she logs in. Mm-hmm. Or she is using online banking and she hasn't downloaded the mobile app. Let's have stories come up when she logs in. That's a choice, right? If you're going to use interstitial and stories that are presented without me calling it up. But as Michael said, they use stories, you know, as a part of their strategy and how they're interacting with their members. But there's very much flexibility in how those stories can be presented.
Yeah. And is it all based on the user data? And then and that's kind of customized to that. So is that,
the presentation of it is not based on the user data. What is inside the story is based on the user data. The presentation actually can be based on user data. Okay. So for example, if Jill, let's just use the one I said, if Jill has online banking but not mobile, mm-hmm. that's a pretty good risk to take when Jill logs in based on her data. She doesn't have the mobile app. I'm going to go ahead and throw this up there, you know, with a little, hey, Jill, isn't it time? Swipe up to go get it. So basically, it's about my affinity for a welcome disruption in my normal process of, say, making a transfer or a balance. And it's up to the credit union as far as strategically, how do I want to form those engagements? And the cool thing, what Michael talked about, is then it's a concierge, right? It's right. always there. Well, Michael doesn't have to go and plumb that for each one. It's on and it's collecting data and I'm doing things. And then if I do sign up or download mobile banking, when I log in the next time, it's not going to be in my story. It's not going to be presented that way. So okay. there's the technology gives us choice. The technology gives us scale.
Yeah, this is fascinating. Oh my gosh. So Michael, what has life been like since using this? Because you guys, again, started last summer. So how has life changed or how have things progressed or evolved at Crane Credit Union using this?
Well, it's definitely taken on a different role since, you know, we've had less traffic in our lobbies due to the pandemic right. and more people using online banking and the mobile app to engage with us on a daily basis. It's completely changed the way that we look at everything. Again, going back to the predictive modeling capabilities within DeepTarget, it's made a significant difference in how we sell to our current members on a one-to-one basis. Once again, because you don't have that in-lobby traffic anymore. You don't have those people coming through the drive-through as much. There has to be a different way to reach them. And again, being able to offer them those personalized recommendations for products we know that they're a good fit for and how easy it is with this tool, it's a complete game changer. With the economic stimulus and how our members are responding to the pandemic, they're holding on to a lot of cash right now. We have a lot of deposits, having trouble getting those loans out there. And we've used DeepTarget extensively to let members know who don't have a loan with us that you're a good fit. Here's a good offer for you. You need to look at this opportunity that we're presenting to you. And like Jill said, they're already in those platforms already.
Right.
This is just an opportunity to deepen our relationship. And it takes as much effort as, you know, me creating the ads and putting them in the system, and the system and the algorithm kind of does the rest of the work for us.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So fascinating. So the benefits here, Jill, for the credit union and their members, can you kind of lay out, can I provide a benefit message here?
Oh, of course. Of course. So the benefit comes in really the form of extended revenue and increased
mm-hmm.
loyalty,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, one of the things that we say at DeepTarget, there's two things we say: you only know what you know, and know me or N-O me. Right? What do I mean by that? You only know what you know. I don't know what Michael has for me that can be very good. I'm probably not going to take the time to really research what are rates, what I do have. I've accumulated, you know, deposits, and I need to be being smart with this money. I'm probably not going to be researching that. And I don't know those things. So if Michael can communicate with me this way, I view it as a service, not annoying. Right.
Right.
So I love that he can put something in front of me. And, we didn't talk about it, Michael, but your story can contain photos and videos and talking, you know, and connections to virtual assistants, and really just blurring those lines between it's all a human interaction. Right. It's what we like to talk about. So it's all human, but where we're doing it, you know, be it physical or digital. Then the second thing, know me or know me. I really think this is it certainly applies. We often think about Gen Zs and millennials. I'm a Gen X. It applies to me. I tell you, you know, if I come in your door digitally and you call me Bill, and that has actually happened, right? I'm probably not coming back, you know. and it's not just about name. It's about knowing, you know, that Gen Z took out two loans when he was in college. And those could be consolidated with Crane, and Crane can save him money. Kids don't know that, right?
Right.
But that's what Michael's talking about doing. So we've got the benefit of the ROI, and we've got the benefit of the loyalty. The know me or know me, what we see is, and I see it personally as a consumer, is you're really not going to get me coming back if you don't demonstrate to me that, you know, you want me there and that you know who I am in the form of, and I'm not talking about, you know, there are things like it's nice to be told happy birthday, right? I think a few months back, Brian Claggett had posted on LinkedIn, everybody's told me happy birthday, but not so much as a hello from my, you know, bank or credit union. Right. And, you know, and that's debatable, but I will say after 2020 and even now, we crave those kinds of things. Even a happy birthday, Jill. You know, that's really cool. So the know me is really about loyalty, you know, and you demonstrating through these methods that really feed the ROI. Mm-hmm. So that's what Michael's talking about, you know, increased deposits, increased loans, more credit cards, and really taking advantage of the things that can be very, very good for me that I don't even know about.
Well, and isn't that almost expected today, though, because of the other sites we go to, we use Amazon as example way, way too much, but that's the only one I can think of right now. Amazon really knows me and they know what I buy. And so they have the recommendations and all that type of stuff. So this is almost to be expected now. And now it's going into the financial services industry. And boy, if there's one place that really knows you, it should be your financial institution, because they can see all the they have all that transaction data. So is that what your guys want to, what's based on what I just said there, Michael, what are your goals? What is Crane Credit Union's goal using this technology? Because again, today, you know, you got to know your consumer. In this case, right, you got to know your member, based on what Jill said as well.
Yeah, I think a big part of it is keeping the credit union relevant in that person's financial relationship, because there's just so many options out there right now where they can go get these products. But who really knows them? Who do they really trust?
Yeah.
So I can get on my phone right after we're done today and get on a number of sites and get a loan quick and easy. But what's behind that? You know, what other practices do I have to worry about? Do I know if I'm getting the best rate or not? There's a great niche there for credit unions and community financial institutions for still sound financial advice and personalized recommendations for what's best for the member. And I think this tool fits in that space really well. When I started at Crane 6 years ago, engagement was our biggest challenge. We just weren't talking to our members enough.
Yeah.
We were waiting for them to come to us and engage with them then. Steps like these kind of cut that out of the equation. They're already coming to us in these platforms to manage their accounts. And now we're able to show them offers that best fit their financial lives based on what we know about them. And we've been able to couple that also with our email marketing program and reach out to them in another way, since we know that they view these ads in the mobile app and online banking, we get to reach out to them again through email marketing and eventually in-person transactions. So we know that this is something they need to be taking a look at.
Yeah.
And again, the cost to do that is very minimal, and we're getting an amazing reach on email marketing and fantastic open rates.
Fantastic. Oh, good to hear. Good to hear. So what's next, Jill? What's next for you guys at DeepTarget and working with Crane Credit Union or credit unions in general? What's on the horizon?
Well, it's connecting the ecosystem, right? You know, a lot of times, and your operative word and what you said is it should be, right? You know, with Netflix, with Amazon, it really should be the way of communicating. So Crane is a treasure, right? So when you have credit unions that have innovators like Michael and that can see it, the two things happen next. Then it's like, well, what's so special about mobile and online banking? I've got a lending application. I have a kiosk application that needs to be connected. I need to be consistent across all of these, you know, intertwined or intermingled journeys. So DeepTarget has the ability through our, we call it a gateway API, to allow you to take advantage of all the good work that you have with the brain, right? Which is, we refer to the brain as DeepTarget. And so Michael has this one command and control center where he designs these campaigns and programs one time, and then he turns them on in mobile and online banking. The gateway API lets credit unions like Crane further extend those touch points across those other channels without going in those channels and setting up siloed marketing campaigns. So we want to allow him to further scale across the ecosystem. And then the other thing that's next is we have a lot of rich reporting. So Michael and Crane can look at who's clicking on things and swiping up and purchasing. Great analytics. Well, what we've been hearing a lot of is, Jill, that's great, but I need it in my data warehouse. I need it in my Power BI tool. So we're introducing this month a data API that lets you automate the insights inside DeepTarget and get them into those systems so that Michael can use them again on front side.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Yes. Holy, this is so fascinating. Oh my gosh. Michael, anything else here to add? What else do you have on your plate with this? This is, I mean, you guys, wow. You guys are blazing new trails with this, it sounds like.
Well, you know, it's always trying to stay up to date with the latest thing and how marketing and sales is changing. And having a partner like DeepTarget, we feel like we're, you know, maybe a little bit ahead of the game than some other competitors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And just learning more about our membership and what they need, what they need to succeed in their financial lives. And that has a lot of different possibilities with it, from not only creating a more positive sales environment, but also building upon the credit union brand. And you know, and talking about a sales environment, you know, one of the biggest distractions to sales and what prohibits people from doing that effectively is hearing the word no too often. Well, if we're reaching people where these are definitely relevant offers, we know they're opening these emails, we know they're clicking on these links, that makes a really positive introduction whenever a staff member talks to them or when they receive another email or direct mail piece that, hey, I've seen this message before. My credit union knows this product would be a good fit for me. Maybe I need to listen to them and take those next steps. That's a big cost saver. It, again, fits very in with our needs-based sales strategy. And that's really what credit unions and community financial institutions should be doing.
Agreed.
Just trying to do what's best for their member. And with these times and this pandemic, and again, making that reach even more difficult, this tool makes it easier.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy to be part of that process with DeepTarget. And they get it. They understand how that world's changing, and they're giving clients the tools to work best for them.
Well, I think your members would appreciate that too. You know, I mean, you're sending me the messages that I want to see, not the ones I don't want to see. I mean, no longer does the shotgun approach work. we're getting super focused here. It sounds like you guys are right on that trail.
Well, that's a great example. You know, consumer loans have been a challenge for us for the last several months. And last week we ran a couple of auto loan email campaigns. And one group was that predictive modeling group where we identified them in DeepTarget as being good fits for an auto loan. And presented ads to them in online banking and the mobile app, and then followed up with an email to them. And we emailed that group, and then we emailed a member group of people just without an auto loan. Mm-hmm. So two independent groups. The group with the predictive modeling campaign, the open rate was 25%. For those who just didn't have an auto loan, it was 6%.
Oh my gosh, huge difference.
It's a huge difference, especially if you're paying per email to send to your membership. You can really significantly cut those costs. And again, if you're getting one out of every four people to open an email about an auto loan, that's much more cost effective than some other advertising methods out there. So yeah, the proof's in the data. We keep learning that more and more each day and try to use it to the best we can.
Yeah. Not only do your members appreciate it, I'm sure you appreciate it as well, because it's a big time saver for you guys too.
It's definitely a time saver. Again, with a really small marketing team, yeah, be able to do as much as we can within DeepTarget, it makes us look a lot bigger than what we actually are.
Yeah. And like what Jill said at the beginning, this is kind of fun too, you know? So good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, Jill, any final words here? Because I know you guys got to get back to work. I don't want to keep you from doing your job. So, but any final words here? This is fantastic.
No, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. You know, that's the thing, right? My final words would be, banks and credit unions like Michael, those are the ones when we go to the baseball field that have the signs in the outfield, right? There's a huge trust component in our local communities. It is an evolution though, Mike, right? To move, as Michael said, to kind of move into this way of thinking that this is a way that I can connect, yes, with my local community or, you know, geographic communities that are outside of that. Digital gives us that. So, you know, that would be my appeal is we can go as slow as we need to go, but let's just go.
Right.
Because these are forthcoming things that really are going to set you apart for the future as a financial institution. We do see sometimes there's a fear of that unknown frontier, mm-hmm, right? Because mm-hmm, it is different making the comparison to, say, a Netflix and an individual consumer, sure, to this is my banking environment. And there should be that type of care. I'm not critical, because that's a very trusted, protected environment. That's why we're so grateful for people like Michael who help us take that and do it in a proper way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Very practical. Yeah. You're setting the tone there, Michael. So good stuff. So, I mean, you're setting the table for other credit unions to do something similar. So this is really good stuff. Oh, this is fascinating. I could go on and on, but again, you guys have work to do. So I appreciate the time. Great, great stuff here, guys. Congrats on the success already. And you guys are probably still on an upward trend here. So appreciate it. Appreciate the time. So well done.
Thank you so much.
Bye. You are.